Hello, today I want to talk to you about some of the things that we can do to debug ASP.NET AJAX applications. Specifically, I want to look at how we can debug the JavaScript that's produced for us. So here I have a page that uses Microsoft ASP.NET AJAX. I have a script manager, an update panel, and a SQL data source. And this page will go out and retrieve data from the Northwind database. In order to debug this, I need to do several things. First, I need to open the web.config and make sure that my compilation is set to debug equals true. I also need to make some changes in Internet Explorer to set up debugging. I've done this previously, so I'll just start debugging and show you what those changes are. So if I open up my tools, Internet Options, and go over to the Advanced tab, there are a couple of options that are related to debugging. The two that I need to make sure are unchecked are the Disable Script Debugging Internet Explorer and Disable Script Debugging Other. I can also optionally set the option to display a notification about every script error. And if necessary, I can uncheck the option to show friendly HTTP error messages. Once I've set these settings, I can click on OK, and I can start debugging my ASP.NET AJAX application. So I can switch back to Visual Studio, and in the debug window, I can go to the Script Explorer. If the Script Explorer is not open, I can get to it by going into Debug Windows and choosing Script Explorer from there. I can double-click on the script files and they'll open for me in source code view. Once I have the source code, I can set breakpoints. And I can click on different elements on the page, and I will break inside of the JavaScript that was inserted for me as part of ASP.NET AJAX. Once here, I have the full debugging capabilities. I can select to step into, to step over, or even to step out of a function or method. I also have a call stack window that I can use to look at and see where I'm at in the JavaScript. I have a breakpoint window, and I can review the different breakpoints that I have set. The command window, the immediate window, and the output window. I'm going to clear the breakpoints that I've created so far. And continue running my page. I'm now going to close Internet Explorer and show you one other way that I can debug my ASP.NET AJAX applications. Microsoft has provided for us the sysdebug class that we can use to output various information. So I'm going to add into my page's source code a script block inside of the script block. I'm going to add a function that I will call when the page is loaded. Inside the page loaded function, I'm going to use two properties or two methods of the sys.debug class. The first one is the trace method that takes a string. And in this case, I'm going to say page loaded. And the next one is the sys.debug.fail method that will cause my application to break into the debugger. This also takes a string parameter. In this case, I will say start debugging. And the other change I need to make is to call that method, page loaded, in the onload event of my page. I'll press F5 to start debugging. And you'll notice that the code stops in the debugger. And if I look at the output window, I can see the two messages. The first one from the trace, showing me the page was loaded. And the second from the fail message, showing that I'm going to start debugging. Again, I could then open up the various files from my script manager, or do other things in the debugger. In this case, I'll go ahead and just click the run button or the continue button and allow the page to continue loading. Hopefully you've seen how easy it is to use the built-in debugging features of Visual Studio 2005 to debug your ASP.NET Ajax applications. You can even get to the code that's inserted for you via the server controls that you've added to your page through the designer.